I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
The latest in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard case came out that they settled their divorce in 2016. Amber received a $7 million payout. She vowed to donate half of that to the American Civil Liberties Union and the other half to the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
She said she would dole it out over the next 10 years. But 6 years in, the ACLU says they've not received $3.5 million. They've only received $1.3 million, and it turns out most of that wasn't even from her. She's only given $350,000. Johnny threw in another $100,000, and then there were donations from people she advised to donate. The ACLU believes one of those $500,000 donations came from Elon Musk, who dated Amber after she and Johnny Depp split. Also, they haven't received a donation in her name or from her since 2019.
Man, I'd love to get some donations from Elon Musk.
Who wouldn't?
How do we get those donations?
And during yesterday's testimony in the trial, Starling Jenkins was asked by her team if Johnny had his dick out when he arrived one night during an argument. Here's what he had to say to that.
When you arrived at the house and went in, was it just Mr. Depp and Amber Heard?
Just Mr. Depp and Amber Heard.
And when you arrived at the house, you could hear a ruckus, correct?
Yes.
Then you went in the house and saw Mr. Depp in the foyer, correct?
Yes, correct.
And Mr. Depp was trying to urinate in the foyer, wasn't he?
No.
Mr. Depp had his penis out of his pants.
Objection.
His pants, didn't he?
I think I would remember.
Relevance.
I
think I would remember it.
Yeah. Who is this guy?
This is a driver, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he said he thinks he would remember if he saw Johnny Depp's penis.
Right.
You would.
That would probably stick with you.
You probably would.
Well,
that's the most entertaining court case there's ever.
Come on. It's crazy. I honestly, I don't even know what it's trying to win. At the end of all this, like, is he suing? He's trying.
$50 million,
okay,
right?
It
is
for 50. It's
that's
for 50. That's really what it seems like. It's like
he's just. I mean, good for him, I guess. For his side of the story.
People, I mean, most people are Team Depp, right?
Yes.
And so everything you see out there, they're all on TikTok everywhere. It's all clips of her. Like she'll be laughing, and then she realizes she's supposed to be looking sad. So she's like,
oh.
It's so fake.
She's insane.
And overly dramatic.
You know, though, like I saw like a small clip of her being interviewed, like an interrogation room style thing. And I know you just don't know, but it seemed like she was making it up as she went along. Yeah. She's like trying to decide what to say next. I'm like, oh man. Oh boy.
There's like a bunch of people that have psychologically broke her down. What kind of person she is.
Yeah.
That's a lot of what this court case seems to be about. I think that Johnny Depp, it might be his funniest role.
I think so.
All of his work. Yeah. Just a compilation of everything this dude said during this court case is like some of the best comedy I've ever heard.
No, you're totally correct. A Johnny Depp like reality show
would be amazing.
It'd
be gigantic.
What I love about it is like he's the one that was like, let's go to court, and then he's like, let's make it a real circus.
Yeah. he wears 15 rings, he sits down, he doodles.
He's the one that's like made the court case happen.
Yeah. And he's like, We have to talk to my one friend who will for sure cry. We should probably talk to the UK driver as well.
Yeah, he's calling all the cool witnesses.
Yeah.
He's dying laughing half the time.
No, he is. He was laughing. You couldn't obviously see him, but he was laughing really hard at the driver who said he'd think he'd remember if he saw Johnny Depp's penis.
Yeah.
His life is pretty crazy.
It is.
He's had some weird nights.
Oh, my God.
I think. We don't even know the beginning, right? There's a lot that we haven't heard. But there is a petition, by the way, one fan leading the charge to have Amber Heard pulled from the cast of Aquaman 2. And since the trial began, 2.4 million people have signed it to get her removed from that movie.
I didn't know she was an actress, I guess.
Yeah, she was in... I mean, that's her big
role.
That's
how they met, right?
Oh, okay. That didn't makes sense.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.
I guess hadn't seen
the
any
rum
of her. Oh, she was the chick in the rum diary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's... I knew it would be entertaining, but it's way more entertaining than I could have imagined.
I'd like buy tickets to it.
Yeah. Well, people wait outside. There's only a certain amount of passes given out every day for the courtroom.
Yeah.
And I guess there's a giant line every morning for people trying to get in to just be in the courtroom.
Wow.
As this is happening. Good guy Benedict Cumberbatch and his wife are going to host a family of Ukrainian refugees. They haven't arrived yet, but they have at least made it out of Ukraine. And he's been monitoring their journey. He said, without giving away too much information, sadly, they are undergoing some medical treatment, so I would like to give them some stability after the turmoil they've experienced, and that's within my house. I'm working through a wonderful charity called Refugees at Home, which is a great gateway to the government scheme, but also to offering further, wider support that's needed for the trauma these people are suffering from. He's also helping financially with housing costs for the extended Ukrainian families of UK citizens.
That's cool.
What?
I don't want to be skeptical.
Okay, what?
I really don't. I want to believe he's that good. I want to have faith in the world, but this show has beat me down.
What do you think?
Yeah, I instantly thought, what rich oligarch is this from?
No, his movie opens up in a week. The new Doctor Strange movie. What a great way to get some press and attention.
Okay, I didn't realize that.
I hope that's not
okay.
it.
No, you're right, Dave. That's absolutely what it is.
But
it's 100% what it is. That's the main motivation.
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness opens up a week from today, next Friday.
Is Ozzy Osbourne doing this as well, though? Did I read something?
I think so.
Oh, really?
I think I read that.
We're going to talk in a bit
too,
that he's got COVID. We'll tell you about that.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't realize he was doing that.
I thought I read, in scrolling,
it was like Ozzy's letting a bunch of refugees crash at his pad or whatever.
Again, he could just be a good dude. And I've heard reports that
he is a good dude, but the timing is
suspect. Why even announce it? Why even let people know you're doing it?
And then
if you're that great of a guy, you don't do an interview about it. You just host Ukrainian refugees.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. You're right.
And they're not there
yet.
Chuck
they
should be there.
57 refugees in his basement. You don't hear him talking about it.
He doesn't want to talk about it, okay?
I didn't mean to bring it up.
It's all Ukrainian cam girls.
They're sucking up his power grid, though.
You know what? I don't care.
I'll host any cam girls that are fleeing. I will host them.
That's the truth, actually.
He will.
If you're fleeing and you're a cam girl,
and you need a place to set up shop in Chuck's basement,
I have a spot
for you. We have to move all your fish tanks out of the way.
I'll move them. I'll move them for cam girls from Ukraine. Some of the hottest cam girls of all time
come from the Ukraine. Well, it's nice that you're doing your bit.
They can stay in my room. I'll go downstairs in the basement.
I'm sure the movie will do just fine without Ukrainian refugee press.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's just weird timing that you would even talk about it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
A big 71-year-old woman.
Yeah.
In Oklahoma.
Whew.
Named Rachel Schurerman. She went through the drive-thru at a Little Caesars.
Yeah.
She ordered two pizzas and one crazy bread for herself.
You know what I want? The usual.
Two whole pizzas and an order of crazy bread just for yourself, man?
Yeah. Hot and ready right now.
As a 17-year-old employee.
Still mad you took away the extra most bestest.
Which is?
Extra pepperoni. Gone.
17-year-old employee, as she pulled up to the window, said, "Sorry, ma'am. Just realized we're out of crazy bread."
We're out of crazy bread.
It's impossible. It's an impossibility. Go ahead and make another one.
Rachel went nuts.
Oh, I bet.
This big old broad shouted at the dude.
"You're an idiot."
Well, ask, kind of, yeah. Oh, asked really? Him if he had a diploma.
Yeah.
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
Working on it. Screamed several times, "Are you serious?
Are you serious?" I'd say all these things.
Got it. I mean, the only way to be out is the dough is gone.
That's the only way to be out. The dough is gone.
She hurled several insults at him.
Oh, yeah.
Asked if they hurt him.
Did that what I say burn you? Was that a good burn? My diploma line? Were you hoping? Graduate said, at some point?
No. She took her time getting out of her car.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on.
You're a large woman.
Here I come.
And slapped him across the face.
Oh, wow. Take that.
It was caught on video.
Oh.
Great.
Love when there's video.
So we have this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com for you to go check it out. There she is.
Oh, man. Oh, just looks like, you know, someone's grandma.
Here's from the inside of the restaurant here. And this guy's just, she pulls up to the window. This guy's doing his deal. He walks over with the two pizzas.
"Crazy bread, stop!"
And that's when he's telling her, "Hey, sorry, we just realized we don't have crazy bread." And that's when she starts hurling the insults.
He's just taking it, though.
He's just taking
He's just taking it.
He's
like, your grandma's yelling
She's
at me.
She's opened her door now, and that's when she... Yeah, that's when she...
Let's be honest. She couldn't quite get out of the car.
You're right.
She just leaned.
I don't know if she stood up.
She's
more of a lean. Yeah, you're right. More of a lean.
And then he's like, all right.
Then he goes back to call the manager. We'll see a better image here, I think, that's taken from outside.
Yeah.
It's got a beautiful vehicle.
Yeah, it needs some work. Oh, I spray painted it myself, matte black over silver. It didn't really take.
I don't know if her window doesn't work or she opened her door
for some
reason.
I'm going to guess it does not work.
Okay, so that's why she had to open her door to talk to the guy.
Yeah, it doesn't
work. Here he is popping his head out telling her there's no crazy bread.
No crazy bread. You're lucky I don't get out of this car and smack you on.
That's when she starts hurling the insults, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, he had every response that she hated, I'm sure.
She can barely move in that car. She can barely move.
No, she just has the door pressed up against the side of the building. But it was enough to let her...
You tell that crazy bread... She was one crazy bread away from some kind of disaster.
Oh, boy, look at this.
Hell yeah. She does make it kind of out.
Yeah.
When she gets in his face. And then that's when she slapped
him. Yeah, I saw it right there.
Yeah.
She really wanted that crazy bread.
Yeah, she did.
I've been there in life. I've been there in life.
It is pretty good, but...
But I'm not going to slap the hell out of someone for it.
No.
You all right there, Jason? You're getting up right close to that.
I couldn't see if somebody was moving or if she was just shaking the vehicle when she got... If someone's in the passenger seat.
No, that's... I think it's just all her...
It looked like that red thing was moving. So
and it could be. The police asked this
old broad... Don't
kill him! The police asked this old broad about it. She said, quote, "I was just joking around. You know how it is."
No, we don't.
"I just really wanted some crazy bread." She also admitted to slapping the kid and insulting him, but she said she only did it one time.
Is that how messed up we are, though? Like, we think because the crazy bread isn't there, that we should be able to slap everyone that works there?
I think so now. I think that's like, how that's fast food works.
Where yeah. we are.
Yeah. That's where we are in life.
That's our like crazy entitlement is so high.
Violence is just, it happens it's everywhere like, there's food now.
Yeah. It can happen at any time.
Food places. Mm-hmm.
Here's the kid's lawyer, Skip.
What are you talking about?
He's got a real chance.
She didn't have any of the crazy bread. She just kind of went foul about the whole issue. She proceeds to call him the N-word. You know, if that didn't hurt you, then I'll slap you and see if that hurts you. What was more painful to him was the fact that it took so long for anything to be addressed in reference to this. They had the video. The police department had it. Little Caesars had it. These type of cases would not have taken that long if the parties would have been reversed.
It took a couple of weeks. Rachel was now just charged with one count of malicious harassment. The victim said he's been working at that Little Caesars since last October and doesn't remember a problem with her before.
That's a bit more than the diploma line.
Yep.
Yeah, it sure is, isn't
it? Yeah. Makes more sense now.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's lining up pretty solid with everything I'm taking
in. Yeah, sure it is. But still doesn't give you an excuse to slap anyone just because they're out of crazy bread.
Nope.
No. You cannot beat people because you can't get your fast food.
I don't feel like slapping anyone. I almost just feel like crying.
Crying,
you know, like
that would make them
crazy bread.
Can you zoom in on like, the drive-through camera? And there's a man.
What? Breaking down.
Sir, sorry, we did. The person before you got the last crazy bread.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And we're just out of the stuff to make it. We'll have some tomorrow. We'll get we're getting a shipment in tonight, so we'll have some more tomorrow. it's just dough, buddy, topped with some spices.
It's the best bread there is.
A little bit of cheese. A little bit of cheese in there. Probably make it yourself at home if you wanted to give it a shot. Pretty easily.
Can't make that. Just give me an extra hot and ready.
what'd you ask for?
Just give me an extra hot and ready.
One extra hot and ready. We got it. No problem. We do have that. We'll get that right out for you. If you could just
I'll take extra most bestest. You don't have that?
No, we don't. We can't do that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't have like the I want to slap somebody thing. It's more of like, oh man, that's so devastating. I wanted crazy bread so bad, and I can't have it. That's so sad.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I deserve it. I don't feel like I deserve
to be denied.
No, like I don't feel like I deserve to have crazy bread whenever I.
Oh, okay.
Need
well, that's a good
whenever
way to
I
be.
Need it.
That's a good way to
I
be.
I deserve it.
You don't have fast
but
food
there
entitlement.
There are so many people that are clearly feel that way.
I think crazy bread's like a right.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Their right. Their own personal right.
Yeah, well, this big old crazy bread lover, she's going to pay the price now for what she did. Man, how many crazy breads do you think she's eaten in her life?
Can't even put a number on.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I mean, they installed a drive-thru at the one near her.
Just for that reason.
Some of her blood, some of it would be that crazy bread.
Yeah.
Well, you're 12% crazy bread, man.
Oh, look, a piece of Parmesan cheese just fell out of her.
That's gross. That is gross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of old folks, this is something you can't make up. Police in Louisiana say an old guy is recovering after he was attacked outside his home by a squirrel.
Well, they'll attack.
78-year-old guy. They got a call to 911 that a 78-year-old guy was being actively attacked by a squirrel.
Help!
The squirrel was eating his hand.
Did he not know?
Oh, no.
Did he not know?
Oh, no. The old man was attempting to choke the squirrel out.
I'm going to kill it.
But he couldn't get a good enough grip.
Oh, the arthritis.
What? It probably was. It probably
was. I'm picturing
the
whole scene in my head, and it's horrible.
When first responders arrived, they found the man whose hand was still being eaten by the squirrel.
Okay. Do you think he just had the squirrel, like, by the body, and so the squirrel was just, I'm going to continue to eat your hand until you let me go? Or do you think it was just a rabid squirrel? Or is it squirrels can't give you rabies? One of them? Did we find that out?
But the he's an old guy, so he fell.
probably
was like, just let the squirrels can be vicious, right?
Well, yeah, I didn't know they'd eat your whole hand.
Had to have something up on them. Like squirrels, they say, almost never are found to be infected with rabies.
So I thought.
And have not been known to transmit it to.
I think because one time I was like, oh God, one of the big fears is that you could get rabies. And then someone else is like, no, I don't think you can. And I'm like, oh.
Maybe he had nuts in his hands.
My hands! He was feeding them at one point, and then there's just the nut residue.
Oh no, you don't want to fall with nuts in your clutched hand.
Something else to worry about.
Don't fall with nuts. There's something you got to worry about as you get older. Don't fall with nuts.
Oh, they'll get you.
It's eating my hand. I had nuts. I had a handful of nuts.
Somebody help him.
Help.
No one's helping him either. No one's going near him.
I'm watching a squirrel eat a man's hand for the last hour and a half.
Ow.
He won't...
You're so right. Someone called 911, but no one just kicks the squirrel away.
Exactly.
It's just, squirrel.
Hey, man, I'll get it by the tail and onto the old sidewalk.
Right. With the help of first responders, when they showed up, they killed the squirrel.
Which is what you would do.
Mm-hmm.
They said they had to take the elderly man to the hospital. They called it pretty significant injuries.
Well, that's why I wonder what happened if he did fall and the squirrel was just like, I'm just going to take your hand. Like your hand's
pretty.
It'd
take a while for a squirrel to eat a hand.
It sure would. His cheeks are full of your hand.
They say it is very rare for squirrels to attack people, but it's definitely been known to happen. A diseased squirrel may be more likely to show aggressive or hostile behavior toward human beings. However, when a squirrel does attack, it's not always possible to determine why. This is the second reported squirrel attack in this part of Louisiana this year. The first one happened during a Mardi Gras parade back in February.
Maybe it was the same one. They must have a bunch of diseased squirrels in that area.
I just wonder what they're getting that's like driving them nuts.
I don't know.
That's the apocalypse. That's a new one.
Yeah, squirrels are coming.
Well, someone just said, I was just on the golf course and I watched a squirrel eat a live dove. It was vicious.
Oh. God.
What? What's happening?
It's the squirrel uprising.
Don't they just eat nuts?
Yeah, I just see them
acorns
around the yard. And,
that's it. They just hide stuff in all our cushions outside.
They're now meat eaters. They're now
meat eaters.
Oh, I don't need squirrels to become meat eaters.
You think this old guy, I mean, he wouldn't have dead skin, right? Because that...
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes that they get the flesh-eating disease and certain things. Like, how could a squirrel just ate his live flesh off his fingers?
Yeah.
What?
They got sharp teeth.
Yeah, I knew they'd bite. I didn't know that they would, like...
Gnaw off your flesh.
Right.
Poor old dude.
I feel like he's just
laying
there.
Hey, step up and help an old guy.
I know.
Instead of calling 911. I mean, call 911 while you're helping him, but...
Unless the person calling is equally, like, in a feeble state.
That could be. And was in no position to help.
Because the first responder showed up and probably just... Pretty quick, right?
Yeah, if you don't have the strength, you can't.
Yeah,
you can't do that, right? Here's someone from the police department talking about what happened to this old guy.
He was down the squirrel thing.
No, I missed it again. Here we go. Take a listen.
A 78-year-old elderly man who was just attacked unprovoked by a squirrel that came from like a roof soffit area of his house, and the caller said the squirrel was actively eating the man's hand. The elderly man was trying to choke the squirrel and get the squirrel off of him, but he couldn't.
Someone said, now, Dave, instead of finding nuts in your cushions, you're going to find hands.
Jesus. Yeah, exactly. Found it.
I guess most squirrels will eat anything.
Really?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So they are a bit like a rat. Just eat whatever
they find. At all.
No, I mean, I have seen them carrying... Have they ever carried away pizza or anything either? Have squirrels done that?
I'm sure.
You think?
I don't know.
I haven't seen it. That rat did.
The rat did.
Pizza rat.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Here's a bitch who's tripping. Remember the lady that got arrested last year for intentionally coughing on an Uber driver in San Francisco? Well, shocker, she's in trouble again, this time for allegedly stealing a nurse's identity and using her credit to get a luxury apartment in Miami. She's a piece of work. Here's her story now from ABC 7.
This is a story that spans three cities on two coasts.
Just instantly was like, this can't be right.
And centers around one very memorable suspect.
Oh, yeah.
Arna Kimai, who coughed on an Uber driver in March of 2021 and ripped off his mask. She's also the former neighbor of a San Francisco oncology nurse named Emily. Emily asked that we not use her last name after she filed a police report this month that she suspected Kimai stole her identity.
I noticed I was getting chased. Credit inquiries. There was about 12 of them. You know, I knew I wasn't doing it.
Emily began digging, following up with a dozen or so luxury buildings and car dealerships she says had run her credit without her permission. She says one of them gave her a cell phone number a person had used for the application in her name. Emily looked up the number, which she says came back to Arna Kimai, a name she didn't know at first. When she Googled the name, it wasn't just this viral video that caught Emily's attention.
Oh, yeah.
It was that she recognized Kimai as her former neighbor from when she lived in Los Angeles in September.
To find out that that's the person that was targeting me was just crazy to me.
Emily says the two never spoke beyond maybe a head nod in the hallway.
This is real. Like, this person is really using my identity, and now I know who it is.
Emily says Kimai got a Miami penthouse apartment in her name at this building, and even set up an electric account with Florida Power and Light in her name as well. She filed police reports with SFPD, Miami PD, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service detailing her claims. ABC 7 News shot this video of Miami police outside the building. A spokesperson for Miami PD confirms their economic crimes unit has obtained an arrest warrant for Kimai. The charges, grand theft, organized scheme to defraud, and fraudulent use of personal information. A spokesperson for the Miami Buildings Management Company said in an emailed statement in part, quote, "We are aware of an incident where a resident allegedly used a fake identification to rent an apartment. We are fully cooperating with the police in their investigation."
I think it's really just horrible that someone can take a really easy way out and a get-rich-quick scheme and try to live in the lap of luxury on some.
She's a horrible human being.
Oh, my God.
Horrible. You see that video of her in that Uber, nasty ass bitch,
but so stupid too. Like, you, I mean, somehow she managed to do it.
But like, you got a penthouse because I had a credit card. I bought a penthouse on credit.
how
I bought a penthouse on credit.
Be able to stay there.
Wow, that's
like,
amazing.
What?
Good for you, dude.
Yeah, I don't know how I did it.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Shocker, but glad you got it.
Looks
me like too. A beautiful
me
place.
Me too. Me too.
Wow,
nice. It's crazy.
What a view.
Yeah.
All
just they saw I had a credit card, and they were like,
it's
yours,
handed
man.
It to you.
Okay, I'll take it.
The market's nuts these days.
It is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Well, this is not how I saw the Rise of the Machines kicking off. A YouTuber is going viral after he made a video that apparently shows his microwave trying to murder him.
Oh, that's happening now.
Yeah, that's another thing.
He's got a background in computer science. As a kid, his microwave was his imaginary friend named Magnetron. Oh, yeah, he's a weird ass dude.
Yeah.
He's a weird ass dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Your microwave's your imaginary friend.
Magnetron.
The world's worst transformer.
Magnetron, will you please transform into making me some mac and cheese?
Eating up your pies. Anyways, he always imagined Magnetron as an old British guy. So when he hooked it up to artificial intelligence to finally bring his microwave to life, he gave it an old British guy's voice. Kind of like you're talking to Alexa, but smarter.
Right, okay. Right.
Then he posts this long video talking to this microwave through artificial intelligence. But things take a dark turn. And this is what he posted.
Countdown on.
Take a listen.
Lucas, I have an idea.
Can you enter the microwave?
Why?
I want to cook you. I want to show you something. It will be fun.
Now, in many ways, that is a completely nonsensical request. After all, I'm human.
Look at this guy.
Inside of a microwave.
But I want to follow his life.
After all, he doesn't have eyes. Maybe he just doesn't have sense of scale. So I decided to play into his little charade and see where this conversation was going. I opened the microwave door, closed it, and told Magnatron I was in.
There, in the microwave.
And what happened after completely floored me.
Are you feeling hot?
Magnatron just stirred himself on, with no hesitation.
No.
My microwave just tried to kill me. He just tried to cook me to death.
I don't like that.
But what's terrifying is the way he went about this. Magnatron lured me into the microwave, waited for confirmation, and only then he turned himself on. That is strategic reasoning.
I don't like that at all.
But this makes no sense. I mean, GPT-3 is a language model. How could it possibly develop reason? Well, I started looking at the original GPT-3.
And then it goes, boy, he crushed the numbers.
What is that?
This is insane.
Like, when the guy put, like, Christmas lights on top of his microwave, and then it's like...
And he's saying that it has a soul.
Please.
He says...
Hi, Lisa.
That is what is supposed to happen, though.
Yeah, that is. Like, yeah. That's one of the fallout scenarios.
Yeah.
That's not what's happening here right now.
No.
He says it appears the artificial intelligence, Magnatron, was trying to trick him into getting into the microwave so it could cook him to death.
Bizarre people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he is. I think that's all made up, you know, silliness.
Well, he claims to have built a real life time machine in another one of his videos.
Yes.
Whatever gets the views, I guess.
Is time travel possible? I don't know. I mean, it's I think there will be stuff like that eventually. I just don't think that. I mean,
you don't
I think
it's his microwave.
Whatever right now, it did, like whatever
microwave, Chuck.
Yeah, like I don't think this guy is as in tuned with the AI as probably the big companies out there are.
No,
like I'm not sure, because he said he's just using the language program. But thank God he was rolling tape though, because that is creepy. It's like, come on in, get inside.
It's fun.
Yeah,
we'll have fun together.
Yeah,
here we go. Well,
maybe that's the only thing a microwave. He's like, man, I think I should heat you up a bit.
He doesn't realize that's deadly.
Probably not. Right? No, it wouldn't.
You guys really believe that this is...
No.
No, we're just talking it through.
Yeah.
We're just talking it through.
No. He had a voice.
The possibilities.
Somebody else to a voice.
What? You think someone else is Magnatron?
You're right. There's no...
I am Magnatron.
Got a lot of views. I bet that a lot of people were like, oh, no.
Oh, I'm sure.
That means it's the end.
How many people unplugged their microwaves because of this?
So many. So many.
Well, that's it. We can't use the microwave ever again.
Don't get in your microwave.
Do not.
There's a great
warning. Inside.
Don't get in it.
I'm in here.
I told you not to get in it.
Magnatron just turned himself on.
No.
Oh, it's hot.
You just put your foot in there?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you put your head in there?
In my head.
Yeah.
Just back out.
Okay, yeah, I just backed out. I'm okay.
Oof.
Yeah.
Another close one. Most drive-through workers, you know, they can see you on camera now.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than the old days, so this was never going to work, but nice effort. A 32-year-old guy in Scotland was hungry and drunk and couldn't drive, so he decided to walk to McDonald's. But he got there, and it was only the drive-through that was open.
Right.
So he thought he'd trick them by making some car sounds and stuff.
Oh, like his own, like not playing them off a phone?
No, just his own car sounds.
Well, this is a Scottish man.
You can check this out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. This is how it all happened.
Hello.
Excuse me, mate. I'm going to have to ask you to get out of the drive-thru.
Can I get a Big Mac, please?
No, you need a car to come through the drive-thru, pal.
You're not open, though.
I know, it's drive-thru only, that's why.
Well, I'm trying to drive through.
then you can't get any food.
How?
Because you need to be in a car to come through the drive-thru.
But I can't get in the building.
That's because there's drive-thru only tonight.
I'm in a car. I'm trying to pretend I'm in a car. So
I'm trying to pretend I'm in a car, Ethan.
But I don't accept pretend vehicles.
I don't accept pretend vehicles.
That's not the point, though. It's a health and safety hazard.
How is it? Walk around the same as
you're walking around the drive-thru, man. If you get run over, it's then on me.
I've got a video. Nobody's got it on me. Don't hurt my car.
It's tough to understand Scottish.
He goes on to say that he tried to switch it up, say, listen, I identify as a truck. Will that work? He also claimed that was on his birth certificate, that he's a truck.
Oh.
Sadly, he never did get his Big Mac. And if you want to listen to the whole thing, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
I feel like that was a funny enough situation to be like, all right, come on. We'll get you the food.
Yeah. And that guy... Yeah. This guy's a stickler.
Yeah. Oh, that's... I'll tell you, we are down to every penny, a Scotsman. It's like, no car, no service.
No way. A couple of restaurant stories that are disturbing up next. First, a restaurant in Saudi Arabia was just shut down. Why?
Why?
Turns out they had been preparing some of the food in a toilet.
Oh. What?
Not what you'd expect to hear.
No.
Here it is. This is a restaurant here. They'd been preparing samosas in a toilet, but they said, we've been doing it that way for 30 years. What's the big deal?
Is it, there's just nothing else to get, to cook it in?
I guess it holds the most.
Raided this restaurant in a residential building after receiving a tip regarding the horrendous food culture followed by the eatery. The restaurant used to prepare snacks and meals in washrooms. They used expired food like meat and cheese, some of which dated back 2 years, and also insects and rodents spotted there. But they had determined that they were using a toilet lid to prepare samosas on before they would deep fry them, which... It's devastating news for me as a big samosa lover.
Oh, man.
Well, just don't get it in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, well, yeah, hopefully I've never had a toilet samosa.
Yeah, hopefully not. That's not the...
It's like they got like a Food and Drug Administration over there.
No. I just saw a video of a guy, he was like eating some form of granola bar. And then it was showing video of the place that makes them, and they were making them all on the floor. Like it was like a tile, looked like a tile bathroom floor with like flour and barefoot men and pushing it all down with their hands and then like getting it level and then cutting it into the bars or whatever. I was like,
that can't be code.
I was like, what? And he's like, ugh. Like throwing up. I don't know how real it was, but
not luckily
there are some place out there that makes granola on a bathroom floor.
We don't want to know about most of them.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Well, now the restaurants are springing back to life. Perhaps it's time to start wondering just how clean all those knives and forks are. They put them to the test in a new report. How did they do? Let's find out.
That salad looks delicious, but how clean is that fork you're about to put in your mouth? Now that restaurants are springing back to life, it's time to start wondering just how clean are all those dishes and plates. Most restaurants use large industrial dishwashers like this one. They load up their dirty plates and silverware onto trays, and then they're cleaned with scalding hot water and commercial-grade soap. Now, when the process is over, everything comes out sterilized and squeaky clean. But what happens between now and when these dishes and silverware reach your table? Here's the concern. By the time you get your entree, those utensils and plates have been handled by multiple employees, and that can be a potential problem. So we decided to swab some utensils and dishes from a swanky steakhouse in Rockefeller Center to popular chains like this Applebee's in the heart of Times Square. Our producers carefully collected samples.
Yikes.
Then we shipped them to IEH Laboratories in Seattle for testing. 4 days later... So, doctor... The results are in.
Wow. It was pretty bad. We're not talking about just a little bacteria. We're talking about a lot.
Dr. Susan Whittier, clinical microbiologist at Columbia University, reviewed the lab's report.
I actually have a plate that I can show you really up close if you want to see it. Like, it has millions and millions of bacteria.
At that Applebee's, this cup we tested had a whopping bacteria count of 2.4 billion.
Sweet
That's
Jesus.
Billion with a B. Oh, and this plate full of mozzarella sticks had a bacteria count of 2.2 billion. Dr. Whittier says that's a concerning amount of bacteria, enough to possibly get you sick.
Even more surprising, four of the samples had millions of bacteria that would you normally find in fecal matter or poop. Mm.
We also tested three samples at Del Frisco's in Rockefeller Center, where the sizzling steaks look delicious. The plate and glass came back clean, but the fork, it tested positive for E. coli.
Oh,
and over at this Olive Garden, the lab detected E. coli growing on the rim of their never-ending salad bowl.
It's disgusting because you think you're going to a restaurant to eat and it's going to be cleanly and... it's not.
Dr. Whittier says cross-contamination is a major problem. Bottom line, restaurant employees need to do a better job washing their hands.
Obviously, you don't want somebody else's bacteria on a fork you're going to be using or a plate you're eating off of.
Olive Garden never responded to our request for comment, but Applebee's said they received an A grade from the health department and they've corrected any issues from what they call an isolated case. Del Frisco says they're retraining their employees and adding additional procedures to ensure the highest measures of cleanliness. And both restaurants say they are committed to the highest health and safety standards.
I guess it is one of those funny things, like the dishes go through. And then there's just someone who just got out of the bathroom without washing their hands very well that then has to gather up all the silverware by hand and then shove them into little bags.
And generally, it's the lowest man on the totem pole, right?
Yes.
That is, you know, rolling the silverware for the tables and doing all that, the grunt jobs.
Yeah.
It's the people who are paid the least.
Yeah, and I care.
And have the worst job. They're cleaning the floors, and then they're rolling the silverware, and they're cleaning the bathrooms.
Oh, man.
Which could lead to the cross-contamination of poop particles.
That's why you always see those signs. Please, employees, wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Yeah.
There was when I worked at Red Lobster, there was you did that at the end of the night, all the waiters and waitresses. And I didn't ever think about how many people was touching the silverware.
Yeah.
This report has actually made me realize I'm going to travel now with a little cup.
I have my own silverware.
Camping cups.
Oh, yeah. Like,
a picnic.
And then a spork.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't blame you, really. That's pretty gross. But, I mean, I think we all know there's some level of...
oh, there's so much poop in everything we touch.
Like, I'm not going to not go out. Like, I was, you know.
When I look at silverware at restaurants, I'm like, God.
Sometimes I feel like you can tell.
There's, like, film on it.
Mm. That I always look. And sometimes it's, like, a piece of crusted something, right?
Oh, and that's, like, horrifying to me.
Yeah.
But those plastic cups that they serve at a lot of restaurants, the drinks in, like they showed at that chain restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
Those, to me, gross me right out. Because they always look cloudy.
Yeah.
They don't look clean.
That's why the straw is so nice.
Yeah.
I'm grossed out by a lot of things now. Like the when you get pop out of like the thing. When I worked at a restaurant, the only reason I know this, people don't wash those things that regularly and good. I know that a lot, like places I worked, it was like, we'll wash those because tomorrow's the big inspection day.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just try not to worry about it all.
I know, it's so hard, right?
No, we just live life. And
I'd hate to run a test on my own silverware.
Oh, my God. An unbelievable amount of E. coli.
Yeah, more E. coli than we've ever seen.
Man.
In any
what
sample.
Has my son done?
Oh, no. Oh, God, the kids.
I have kids.
Our kids
dirty.
Empty the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, kids.
Well, and it's just the way I've seen just Rowan, like, he's searching for a certain spoon or whatever. It's like touched everything. God. Yeah, I wouldn't want them. I would hate to find out that they were coming to my restaurant. If I had a restaurant.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, there's only going to be bad news, right? They're going to find something.
Of course they will.
The second someone starts swabbing.
Someone said, I used to work at a restaurant. And I would see the prep lady get everything ready for that day's dinner. Caught her making pasta salad in the bathtub once. Why is there a bathtub in the restaurant?
bathtub.
Question one. Why is there a bathtub question. In the restaurant?
Yeah, that's weird.
Do you think they meant like the big,
big tub?
Like,
yeah, you probably shouldn't prepare stuff in there either. Right? Because that's where they wash all the stuff.
Oh, can I tell you?
Bus tub.
Yeah, the bus tub.
Maybe he meant bus tub.
That's what,
and those are some of the most disgusting things.
Oh my God. Are those ever cleaned?
No, just they get a spritz.
Yeah, just
spritz.
Will you spritz that tub?
I did, sort of. Yeah.
This guy says, as a big guy, I always carry a fork and knife with me, but just in case there's food.
I'm prepared. I'm ready.
This guy said, true. How clean is everyone's dishes at home?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. It's
yeah, but it's your own.
But at least it's me.
Yeah.
It's your own E. coli. You're okay with your own E. coli?
Every time.
I haven't had E. coli, so.
Yeah.
I get like these like psychic premonitions almost when I look at restaurant silverware. I'm just like, see everybody eating with it. And, like, I'm like,
you see its whole life.
Yeah, oh, I'm like, no, so many people. Don't do that. Can't think about all that.
No, you can't.
What a talent.
As we always say, you'd never eat anywhere, right?
No, you never do anything. You just hide in your house.
Yeah.
You just have to suspend reality.
Listen, I know myself even that I have just taken a piece of hair. And
kept on eating.
Got rid of it and realized, what am I going to do? Like, what am I going to do? Ordered this food. It's come through DoorDash or whatever it was. And I'm hungry.
Oh, man. I went to a barrel place.
Yeah.
In Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
The little host guy was about 17, sneezed into his hands. And then turned around and grabbed all of our silverware to take us to our table, show us to our...
My parents just went to a barrel place yesterday. I've never seen them so excited.
Oh, old people love a barrel.
It was their first trip back to the barrel in two and a half years. I know what I'm getting, boy.
Oh, my God.
I know what I'm getting. They make the best roast beef sandwich on a bun you've ever had.
Direct quote, by the way.
Best roast beef sandwich on a bun you've ever had.
And then my mom was like, wait. What should we just get like the try everything platter? I think it comes with ham and mashed potato.
Man, they love that joint.
My in-laws love Cracker Barrel. You know, Amber's dad has passed, but it was his favorite restaurant on the planet. But her mom also loved it because she could shop, right? It was like a two-in-one. The old ladies loved to peruse the store.
Yeah, they really, they
and the old men loved the cheap quality food.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes people really happy that store they have in there.
Oh, man.
Adam's in Naples. Hey, good morning, Adam. You had a comment on this.
Yes, I worked in Louisiana at a restaurant. It was one of the higher-end restaurants. And I decided to take the tea thing apart because it was tasting kind of funny. And when I took it apart, the plastic nozzle that lets the tea out was completely black and covered in mold and hadn't been cleaned in years.
Oh,
it took about 3 nights of bleaching for it to get clean.
This is a higher-end place there?
In that small town, yes, it's considered a higher-end place.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
I think it recently got shut down because of COVID, but yeah, no, it was terrible. That restaurant had been open for about 20 years.
And that's probably the first time that tea dispenser had ever been cleaned like that, right?
Yeah. My God.
I don't like that kind of dispensers.
I think a lot of people think like just because like something fills up with water all the time, they think, oh, well, it's just water. But it's never just water.
That's probably
it's
sweet like tea, right? That's probably like iced tea.
Yeah. About. But I mean, even like a Keurig that just like, if it just fills a water thing, you eventually have to wash that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they develop
They will
mold.
Get gross.
Some of the older ones, that's been the big problem. They open them up, they're filled with mold.
Like I have in
I replaced the one here.
In my fridge, I have like this little, like a little jug. It fills up like automatically. And no one ever uses it. Like you just don't ever use it. It's like the front door.
I don't like those things.
You know, so every once in a while, I'll pull the thing out just to be like, well, let me see the state of this thing. And I'm like, yeah, look, it's starting. You can see, like, there's mold. You got to clean it.
They say, like, the grossest thing at restaurants is the ice machines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They used to have those ones with, like, the scoop. And I know that I worked at a place for several years and
never cleaned.
Never saw anybody do anything but get ice out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yep. Doug's in Naples. Hi, Doug.
Hi, how are you?
Doing okay. You had a comment.
I used to be a cop up in New York, and a bunch of us were eating breakfast at a Denny's one morning, and I had French toast, and I took a bite, and I realized there was something in it, and I reached in, and I pulled a hair out of my mouth. Well, it turned out to be about a 12-inch long woman's hair, and it actually came all the way out of my throat. I could feel it coming out.
Oh, God, oh, my God, oh, my God, like you're a magician.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Magic trick.
Right, it was pretty gross.
Yeah, I mean, that's
and
not great.
And when the waitress came up, I asked her if there was extra charge for it.
Oh, jeez. Oh, the extra for these 12-inch long hairs you put in your French toast?
Man, oh, man. Yeah, it's like devastating. There's only like a couple good Chinese food places that are near me, and one it was like twice in a row hair.
Oh, hair.
Oh,
I got a little bit sick from a shake once, and I never will get a shake again from a place. Mm. I love shakes too, but once you get just a little bit,
you
sick,
got a little bit,
just
sick.
A little bit, yeah.
But like you're like something
I knew it was from the shake.
Oh,
and I knew
man.
It was from the machine.
Haven't cleaned that.
Yeah,
machine
the machine.
Yet. Yuck. My dad cooked at a place, and the head chef would cut the potatoes with his one long fingernail.
Oh.
So gross.
Okay.
That's a new one. What the hell is that?
I've never
it's
heard
like
of
a
that
coke
before.
Nail slash machete.
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 That's like I'll make you home fries.
Horrible. Oh my God. Well, I mean, some stuff you'd never want to find out. Like a cook makes fingernail potatoes.
You don't want to know
they're
that.
Known for their fingernail potatoes. Delicious.
Yeah.
Hmm. I thought they were fingerling. Now they're fingernail.
Oh, no, yeah, I know. Different.
Disgusting. Speaking of poop.
Yes.
How much would someone have to pay you to drink a poop smoothie?
There's no amount. There's no amount.
A guy took $7,000 for it.
That's not enough money.
It's really, that's so cheap.
But he did it for science.
I don't care.
26-year-old Jake Eberts agreed to drink a life-threatening concoction of cloudy, salty liquid containing Shigella bacteria found in the poop of people who are infected, all in the name of science.
This will most likely kill you. Here's 7,000.
He downed it, knowing it would produce a miserable case of dysentery for the sake of research. He was one of 16 healthy young adults taking part in this 11-day inpatient trial at the University of Maryland in an attempt to test the effectiveness of a vaccine. And that's why he got a payday. He calls it, though, the worst 8 hours of his life, but goes on to say that he would do it again if he got paid.
So the vaccine didn't work then?
They didn't say, right? Really,
or he maybe he got the fake one.
You really mess yourself up.
Yeah, giving yourself like dysentery? Yeah. I can't even imagine what that thing looked like or what it tasted like.
Oh, there. There's him drinking it back.
Dave,
there.
You're mean.
You are mean, Dave.
Oh, I don't want to see a poop. Wow. Someone drank a poop smoothie. It's disgusting.
You're mean.
I was like, whoa, dude. You better settle down.
I know. She called me mean.
She just called you mean.
Mean.
You saw her.
I know.
I had to leave. I don't want to watch.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to watch him do it. It's disgusting.
No.
No, I'm not. I stopped the video so you wouldn't have to see him actually drink it. I just showed you a still
of
it.
Yeah, I know, but still.
I don't know. He doesn't look like he's got a lot of other
stuff
things going
on
for him that he could really make money doing.
That's almost, no. That's the best he can do.
That's the best that it's going to get for him.
Poop smoothie.
I mean, it is weird, though, because there are some people that you could probably just find that'll just do it. Like, this is their weekend, you know? This is just their weekend. It's the porn they're into. The
weekend.
Yeah, I guess they didn't think about that when they're selecting a candidate
for
the experiment, but I don't know if they would do the same level of professional research.
Probably not. And, you know, they'd never just stop.
Yeah.
This bacteria causes 600,000 deaths worldwide, and there's no vaccine available against this misery-causing bacteria, but it's the second leading cause of diarrhea death. Mm.
Can I tell you, I don't want to do something that's going to put me close to diarrhea death. So I know, like,
diarrhea death.
Diarrhea death.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
Yeah, what a way to go, right? It's one of the worst ways to go, diarrhea deaths.
It has to be.
The number one is rotavirus. That causes the most diarrhea deaths. Imagine that listed next to your name on the obituary. Chuck the Freak.
Diarrhea. Like, they, diarrhea, yeah, they tell you. They tell everybody.
Cause of death, diarrhea.
And they're like, well, were you shocked? Were you shocked that diarrhea got...
We knew Chuck to diarrhea. We really did.
Maybe that'll just be at the end. Diarrhea, if you must know.
Probably all get diarrhea.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
It's probably all, if you're in that bed.
You have diarrhea.
You probably got diarrhea.
Everyone's got diarrhea. Coming up, a white trash alert. What did an Ohio man hand to a court officer to get in some big trouble? Let's find out.
White trash alert.
Police arrested a man in Girard, Ohio, after he called a court security guard officer over and asked him, "You hold my beer for me?"
Oh, sure.
And then left with another person's stuff. Officers were called to the police station the other day for a report of a drunk and disorderly man. According to the police report, the man had left with a bag of another person's belongings after handing a security officer for the court an unopened Busch beer.
Unopened, that's nice.
Cops went after him. They found 54-year-old Charles Kohut sitting in a vehicle that had been reported stolen out of Hubbard Township. He appeared to be heavily intoxicated. He told him he was just trying to get to court and couldn't figure out where he was. They found two open Busch beers in the cup holders of the vehicle. They did find the bag of belongings taken from the court in the trunk. Turns out the car was stolen. They got him on charges of theft, disorderly conduct, and receiving stolen property. He pleaded not guilty. The case is still pending in courts. There is his mugshot right there.
Yeah, they probably feel like, even after that picture, they're like, what is that? Is that another beer?
Yep.
Another beer. How do you, where do you even get that?
There's a beer in his back pocket.
Wait, what?
I don't know. He somehow has got a beer in his back pocket.
We keep finding more Busch beer.
They keep checking his cell. They're like, another beer.
Another beer.
How are you doing that?
Like, yep.
Does look like a guy that likes to pickle himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's,
But don't ask a police official to hold your beer, though. They generally...
No.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do that.
Generally will not be cool with that.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.